Okay, we're back for one fun game that I'm going to play with these guys here. This is kind of a verse. This is called verses. So I'm going to give you a pair of words, and you're going to just tell me which of those words you prefer. Okay, so for example, I won't even give you an example. Let's just try it out.
All you have to do is just prefer one.
Yes, prefer one.
Sounds fun.
And... is it recording? Yeah. And you can explain it. You can say like, oh, I definitely prefer this. But you can, or you can just say, nope, this is what I like.
Sure.
All right. Okay. So we're going to go around the circle here for each question. We're going to start off with David Bowie or David Byrne?
Oh, David Bowie.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go Bowie.
I wish you guys could see the look on their faces.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, that was a hard one. I'll let you pass.
Oh, man. Burn.
Okay.
But not...
Oh, at the same time, also Bowie? Both of them equally? Okay, Bowie.
Okay.
Bowie.
Okay.
Even, I have to pick one. It's,
I'm sorry, know. I started off with really a really hard question. Okay, the next one's going to be easier. Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Chocolate chip.
I love chocolate chip.
Oatmeal raisin. I have crazy issues.
Chalk and chip.
Oatmeal raisin.
Interesting. Now you guys are learning a little bit something about yourselves. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
I'm from a mountainous country.
Yeah, it's a tough one. We have both, so probably the beach.
Beach overlooking the mountains.
At the base of a mountain on the beach.
That's true. You guys live in the most perfect city on earth. I'm going to go with another hard one. The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Yeah, the Clash.
Yeah, that's pretty easy, actually. The Clash.
Okay. The Clash.
Clash.
Okay, maybe that one was easy. Thailand or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Haven't been to either, so I don't know.
Which one would you
prefer? I'm going to try New Zealand.
I'm going to say Thailand on that one.
I'll go with Thailand, yeah.
Well, Lord of the Rings was in New Zealand.
But it's not real, you know.
Well, in my mind it is. So I'm going to go with New Zealand this time.
Okay, and the very last question, hair up or hair down?
Down.
Always down.
Always down.
High ponytail.
Down.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm probably going to guess down.
Yeah, down.
Unless you want to be like the Static X dude and have your hair straight up.
Who recently passed away?
We were on tour and we...
Oh, dude, too soon.
I'm sorry. It's too soon. I'm sorry.
I didn't even know he passed away. He passed away?
Dude. Yeah, we were on tour and remember we passed their tour bus and they're like, he just died. And I was like, dude, your rig is sick.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it is nice. It's good. It was his. It was his vehicle. I was like, oh. It was really awkward. Yeah.
Oh, awkward. I feel awkward just sitting here talking about this with you guys.
Really
my gosh.
Yeah, it's
really
weird.
Bad.
I totally
okay, wait.
That.
I have to ask you one more question to kind of clean up this vibe. Let's do one more.
Some vibe cleaning.
Okay, Catwoman or Wonder Woman?
Catwoman.
Ooh, yeah, that leather suit. No.
Actually, I changed my mind.
I changed my mind.
I actually just learned this whole, like, I guess there's a whole feminist sort of, thing attached to Wonder Woman. There's this new book that came out.
Going into really deep territory.
I am getting into deep territory.
I want to hear
But there's this book that was just published that's all about how the dude who created Wonder Woman was this massive feminist, and I guess he was obsessed with creating a superhero that sort of embodied that. And I guess originally she was quite a bit different than she is now. So original Wonder Woman, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Nice. Yes, that that
You're
is.
Still going back to Catwoman.
Yes. They're both very strong women, and I just, love a good
suit.
That stitching is amazing. Who did that stitching? That's what I want to know.
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
That's the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman, maybe. Didn't she do it in one of them?
Halle Berry, that's right.
No, wasn't Nicole Kidman Catwoman in?
No, she was just a sexy
temptress.
She was the reporter. Yeah.
Who was...
Uma Thurman was the... Was the Riddlest? Riddler?
No, she was Poison Ivy.
Well, who was the one in the... who was the one in Batman Returns? Who was the...
That's Michelle Pfeiffer. As Catwoman.
Yeah.
You got it.
Sorry, Graham, what was that?
Prowls!
Okay, yeah, sure, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
I think we're going with Catwoman.
Yeah.
For okay, sure. Rebecca, I'm so sorry.
Wonder Woman.
All right.
Not too familiar with Wonder Woman, so. I don't know what. Can you repeat the question?
Now I'm trying to think of the actress's name for Wonder Woman.
Well, who's the lat? The
brunette. Mm. But I can't think of her name.
Well, who probably picked Megan Fox or something?
No. What? Who was the last Catwoman? She normally plays.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, I want to say it was Halle Berry. But I'm not.
No. But there's another one.
She was in, like, Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, what's her name? Sorry, pardon
me. That's okay. We're good. No, profanity's fine.
Blog, it's a blog. You know who I'm talking about. She's kind of like a goody two-shoes.
Really big teeth. Beautiful smile.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which kind of cancels it out for me a little bit, but...
Sorry, Anne Hathaway does not subscribe to our blog. You guys are fine.
I like this game.
Oh, I don't have any more written, but we can come up with other things, I guess. if I can.
Food.
Okay. Burritos or hamburgers?
Oh, come on. See,
burritos.
What? No.
I prefer a good burrito over a burger.
No, I can't say that. No way.
Well, in and out specifically.
I am a burrito brother.
It goes in, it comes out.
Yeah, always. I can't even tell you the last time I ate a hamburger, but I eat burritos every day.
Burrito boy. Girl. Yay. Girl.
We like to call ourselves the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Okay.
From time to time. Not invited.
This sucks.
Because you bought it for In-N-Out.
We call ourselves the
Flying Burrito Brothers. It's slightly different. Because there is, of course, a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers. We're called the Flying Burrito Brothers.
And the Hamburglar. Oh, yeah, I just thought, why?
Now I'm thinking, you're saying food. What else can we...
Flying Burrito Brothers.
What was that one?
We could do... What?
He just said something really amazing.
The Frying Burrito Brothers?
Yeah. That's the best.
It should be a restaurant, if it isn't already. I bet it is. Google it. Look it up.
If not, just, like, go and buy that name and then, like, sell it for $1 million.
Yeah.
You know that store in Vancouver that it's called Burrit Bros?
Yeah.
And it's, like, a tiling store? Yeah. It always trips me out. I'm always like, ah! And disappointed every time.
Okay.
Maybe you guys should ask me like one or the other because I don't have any more written down.
James has got some would you rathers that are awesome and totally PC.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you rather
the sneezing one? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Would you rather tame a cobra or jump in with a pool of sharks? That type of thing.
Would you rather change genders every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between babies and muffins?
Oh.
Think about that one.
No, I have a high respect for babies, so I think I would rather change genders every time I sneeze. I don't sneeze often. I don't have any allergies.
And you get best of both worlds.
Yeah.
What?
You try. Why not?
Oh, secrets coming out.
Secrets coming out.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to see a baby as a muffin ever. No, I don't think so. You'd be like chomping other toes or something.
Yeah. Even if you don't like muffins, it still gets very confusing, you know? It's very confusing.
Achoo!
You go to JJ
Bean's and you just see a whole bunch of babies in the
Well, you would just avoid muffins and babies altogether. You would just avoid them.
What if you can't? Like, what if somebody's walking around with a baby?
Like, oh, I don't know. I can't tell what that is. I don't know if it's a baby. I gotta go. I gotta go now. Yeah, that'd be fine. You probably, like, wouldn't go into coffee shops.
You don't want to know what it would feel like to be a woman after you sneezed?
I'm so dead.
What?
It could be fun.
No.
I don't know.
Silence. Okay.
Well, I think that is going to be the end of that interview.
Oh, you did answer.
I did. I said I'd rather change genders. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thank you guys. Now I'm really looking forward to the show, now that I know much more about you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well,